From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe is grappling with a deepening migrant crisis. Hungarian authorities briefly shut down the main train station in Budapest Tuesday, which has become a main entry point for thousands of mostly Middle Eastern migrants trying to reach Austria and Germany. Hungary is also trying to control the migrant flow by erecting a lengthy border fence with Serbia. Many of the migrants are also arriving in Germany. Police official Rainer Scharf in the border district Rosenheim said Tuesday authorities are prepared for the mass migration to continue. Germany expects to take in some 800,000 people this year. Chancellor Angela Merkel Tuesday called on European countries to quickly come up with a joint asylum policy, which she said would include setting up migrant registration centers or crucial transit points. South Africa's parliament averted an impeachment proceeding against President Jacob Zuma over his government's handling of the possible arrest of Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who visited the country in June. The government failed to detain him as ordered by a local court. Musi Mamani is leader of the opposition Democratic Alliance.
The constitution of our country proceeds for impeachment proceedings in this constitution when a president commits such a serious violation of our constitution.
But Lindiwe Zulu of the ruling African National Congress opposed the motion.
I wish to state from the onset that the African National Congress will not support this motion. It is a motion aimed at discrediting the leadership of the African National Congress as led by President Jacob Zuma.
The South African government insisted Mr. Bashir had immunity while attending an African Union event in the country. Mr. Bashir under indictment for the International Criminal Court for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide in Darfur. This is VOA News.